This is Ashley.
Hey, Ashley, this is Shalise giving you a call back with Emergency Roadside Assistance.
Yes.
So most of those providers in the area are closed, but I can still search around. Now, I did find one that said that he can get you early in the morning at 9 a.m., but that's only if you agree to leaving your vehicle there. That's up to you. But if not, then it's the end of my shift, and I'll have to have another agent look out for you. They'll be sure to call you. But I just wanted to see if you were okay with that, or did you want us to continue to look for a provider?
Hang on just a second. Let me get some advice.
All the tow truck people they're trying to call are closed. So she said, can they keep calling? Do I want them to keep calling, or do I want to leave it here overnight and they would come get it in the morning, but not till like 9 a.m.? You think I should have her keep trying? I know. Yeah, if you guys don't mind, if you can have somebody keep trying to find somebody, because we're like 35 minutes away from the hotel, and I kind of just hate to leave it here if I don't have to.
Okay. Hold on. Oh, and he did also advise me that the Ford dealership had a drop-off if you wanted to just take it there. But if you still want to go to your hotel, that's fine as well.
Well, I'm working on – well, I'm not going to be able to reach them tonight. That one that I told you about that was close by here?
Mm-hmm. Well, either way, you're covered. I was just letting you know that, but
yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry. It's just really hard for me to make decisions because I'm like, don't know where I am.
You don't have to leave it there.
Okay,
so my supervisor is actually going to go ahead and take your call, and he'll be looking for a ride for you. And then once you get dispatched, you'll get that message.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.